Chapter 3. Captain Jack Sparrow. Captain Jack Sparrow looked at the ships in Port Royal. His boat was small and old. He wanted a new, bigger ship. He had no money, but that wasn't a problem. Jack Sparrow was a pirate, and he had a plan. He looked at the Dauntless for a long time. It was a big ship with 50 guns. Then he saw the Interceptor. It was smaller, but faster. He wanted it. There were two sailors next to the Interceptor. Jack went to them.
"Hey, you can't come here,"
one of them said. He looked at Jack's old boat and laughed.
"Who are you? And what's that?"
"That's my boat," said Jack. He smiled at the man and looked carefully at the Interceptor. The man smiled back. "I like your ship," Jack said.
"Yes, it's the fastest ship in the Caribbean."
"Really?" said Jack. "Isn't the Black Pearl the fastest ship?" The sailor laughed.
"Ghost stories are for children," he said.
"It isn't a story," said the other sailor to his friend. "I saw that ship."
He turned to Jack, but Jack wasn't there. He was on the Interceptor. The sailors ran after him.
"What are you doing?"
they shouted.
"You can't go up there. What's your name?"
"Smith,"
Jack answered.
"And what are you doing in Port Royal, Mr. Smith?"
"I want one of these ships," Jack said. The sailors thought about this. High above the harbor, Elizabeth stood with Commodore Norrington. It was a hot day, and her dress was very heavy.
"Look at the ships down in the harbor," she said. "They're beautiful."
"And you are more beautiful," said Commodore Norrington. "You're a fine woman." Elizabeth didn't say anything.
"I hope," he said, "I hope that one day you will marry me, Elizabeth."
"Marry?" Elizabeth said.
"Marry you?"
She moved back, but she couldn't move easily in her new dress. Suddenly, she fell. She fell down, down into the harbor below. On the Interceptor, Jack and the two sailors saw everything. The sailors didn't move.
"Quick,"
Jack said to them.
"Aren't you going to help her?"
"But we can't swim."
"Here," said Jack. "Take these and don't lose them."
He gave them his hat and his gun. Jack jumped into the water and swam to Elizabeth. She was under the water. He took her hand and tried to help her, but her dress was too heavy. Jack found his knife and cut the dress off. Then he pulled the young woman out. Commodore Norrington and Governor Swan ran down to the harbor.
"Thank you, thank you," said the governor. "Elizabeth, my dearest daughter, are you okay?"
"Yes, yes, I'm fine," said Elizabeth.
She sat up. Norrington looked at Jack.
"Good man," he said. "Thank you. Give me your hand."
Then he saw it, a white pea on Jack's hand.
"I know you," he said. "You're a pirate."
He looked at Jack carefully.
"Your name is Jack Sparrow."
"Captain Jack Sparrow, please," said Jack.
"I don't see your ship, Captain," said Norrington.
"And you're a pirate."
"He wanted to take one of our ships."
The sailors from the Interceptor were with them now. Norrington looked at Jack and laughed. Then he turned to the sailors.
"Take him away," he said. "Put him in chains. Now!"
The sailors put chains on Jack.
"You can't do that," said Elizabeth. Maybe he is a pirate, but he helped me.
Suddenly, Jack moved. He jumped behind Elizabeth and put his chains around her. The sailors showed their guns.
No, no! Don't shoot, shouted Norrington. Be careful. He'll kill her.
Jack pulled Elizabeth back.
I really don't like you, Elizabeth said to him.
I helped you, and now you're helping me, Jack said. He smiled. Then, suddenly, he took the chains off Elizabeth and ran.
Get him!
Shouted Norrington.
Get him now!